Talking heating with Susan in Illinois. What's going on?
Oh, I was wondering if you could help me with some baseboard heaters that I don't know what to do with, and they're old, and I don't know what to replace them with or whether I should go back to keeping new baseboard heaters.
Okay.
What kind do you have now?
Boy, they're only about 8 inches high, and they only have very small vents pushing the air out.
How old is your home?
These heaters were put in back in 1978 when the building was new.
It sounds like they're aluminum. Do they make like a tinny sound?
Oh, yes, they do.
Yeah, those are aluminum.
They're not cast iron. We're going to say if you had cast iron, not to replace them.
This is an all-electric building.
Oh.
And I'd give anything for, a furnace or the radiators, but... these heaters.
And your electric bills must be astronomical.
Please don't even mention that. They're going up 24%.
Sore subject.
Yeah.
Is it possible for you, Susan, to consider a fossil fuel? Is it, propane, oil, gas? I mean,
No, that is not allowed in the building. And I did check on an electric furnace, but that's going to cost $5,000, and it's going to take almost all of my 7-foot ceiling space away for duct work.
Well, it sounds to me like you're pretty much stuck with electric radiators. The only thing that we can suggest is to try to make your home as warm as possible. You might want to be looking at insulation, perhaps new windows. You could consider a different type of radiator, or you could consider additional radiators on interior walls of the room. Are these on thermostats or that they're controlled by wall thermostats?
They're controlled by wall thermostats, but even when I turn the thermostats up to 80 degrees, the temperature only gets up to 68 in here. And
all right, it doesn't sound like these radiators are working properly. It sounds like it might be time for new ones.
You know, if considering these things are 30 years old, if these things, new ones, would actually be more efficient in pushing out the air.
The fin design might be a little bit more efficient in terms of moving the air through.
I've heard of something, I believe it's a Reichert fan that has the heating.
Yeah, a Reichert room conditioner. Yeah, that is a good option. Basically, it's a ceiling fan that heats, and it works very well.
You might want to put up a very heavy drapery in the colder months. Get something that is lined and interlined, maybe even like a heavy cotton-based velvet or chenille, just to keep that drafty air away from the heater.
Would the honeycomb shades help make a difference? I've heard those are supposed to do something, and I don't see how. But
well, they help because they put a pocket of air, in between the surface of the window and in the room.
Yeah, Levalore makes a product called a cellular shade, which is just like that. It's a honeycomb structure. They're very beautiful.
But then I would still do a heavy drape over it.
I want to tell you how much I appreciate this. I think you two are the best people on giving advice over this.
All right.
Callers, I certainly appreciate your helping me out with all of my problems.
Our pleasure.
Thank you ever so much.
Thanks for calling us at 1-888-MONEYPIT, 888-666-3974.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.